My name is Nicole. I moved from Baltimore, Maryland to Columbia. I found out about the program through a family member. She was part of the program, but she didn't follow through, and she told me about it because she knew that I wanted to move into my own place, and I was also on Section 8. And because when I told her I'm on the waiting list for Section 8, she told me, well, you can go through this program, and because you have to be on the Section 8 list or lived in public housing before. And so she gave me the information, and I called and got an application and applied. I found out that you had to live in the county. I think she told me that first, but I found out more when I went, actually was accepted and was on the waiting list. And then when my name reached the top, I had to go into an orientation, and they told us about the different regions, counties you had to move in. You had to move outside of Baltimore first. When you received the vouchers, you couldn't live in the city. You had to move into the county, more suburban area. I was like, that's wonderful, because I can move my son out of the city, because we was at the time living in a real rough area. And I didn't like the school he was attending, and I knew about county schools. They were, somewhat better than the city schools. So during my orientation, they told us about the different counties we can move to. And my first choice was, I wanted Columbia, but it was so far. I thought it was far. And I started looking to different areas like Reisterstown, and Owens Mills, because they had some places out there you can move to. It wasn't a lot of choices, but it was some areas you can move to closer towards the city. But and I said I always wanted to move to Columbia, but at the time I was just like nervous about moving further away from the city, from my family, and I was like, oh. And then there's my car, because at the time I was still working in the city. And then when I got here, I loved it, like the scenery out here, the air, the environment. No corner stores on the corner. No people. Well, in most areas there's no people hanging around on the corners. And the crime rate was really low, and the schools were awesome. So far, my son is doing very, very well at his school compared to when he went to the elementary school in the city, where he was quickly labeled. Here, they not labeling him. They actually trying to help me with him. And so far, my son approved since second grade till fifth grade, where he's at now. I lived in the city. I lived near the Drew Hill area for about 14 years. I was living there at the time I applied for MBQ, but by the time I actually moved, we had already moved to Monroe Street. Monroe Street was pretty okay. That area was fine. It's Drew Hill is where it was a little bit rough. It's been on the news a couple of times. A lot of people got shot on my street. We witnessed it ourselves several times. A lot of lockups, drug dealings. A lot of the people in the neighborhood would try to take over your property, your front, by sitting on the steps. Although we didn't have many problems with people around there, we pretty much stayed to ourselves. But our neighborhood, we was right across from a bar, so we actually saw a lot of the crime that took place. We were living in a house. I was living in a house with my sisters and my mom and my son. He was excited about moving. He was more excited about moving because it was just me and him, and he was gonna have his own room because he didn't have his own room. Since we lived in a house with my family, he never had his own room, but one time when he was an infant. So he was excited, and he was excited about going to a new school because he was so ready to get out the school that he was attending. And when we got here, he loved it. It was just, like I said, it was me and him. The area was very quiet. He met friends quickly, so he wasn't a loner for long. When we first moved here, we spent a lot of our time at the library because it was right up the street. So we would spend a lot of our time at the library. And then when school started, by him catching the bus to school, getting on and off the bus, that's how he met a lot of his friends from the neighborhood. So he became friends with a lot of people around the neighborhood. He was able to go outside and play. I didn't have no worries. you know, back compared to when I was in the city, we lived, you know, near a street, so I couldn't really let them play, only if I was outside. But here, it's less worries. I live in a diverse complex, and that's what I like, and his school is diverse. So he has a lot of diverse friends. They are Spanish, African-American, all kinds. So that's what I like about it, because he had, you know, he didn't just have one set of friends. He has a diverse, like when I had his birthday party, they actually all came to his birthday party. So he had a very diverse party, and I loved it. Because not only are he friends with the children, you know, I became friends with the parents. So now I have diverse friends. Oh, my life changed wonderfully because, like, I was able to be on my own. That's one thing. And then I moved a little further away from my family. And then it took a while to get used to being out here, because trying to get a job was, like, very difficult. Because when I moved out here, at the time my contract ended at the last job, so I was on unemployment when I moved here. So I kind of just was going to school. But now that I'm really settled in, I'm working in Columbia, I transfer colleges out in Columbia, and I can't say the job market is going great. It's very tough out here to get one, but at least I have one. But, you know, as far as I want another one. But the school, I love Howard Community College. So that's the one good thing that changed me. The program helped me because I had a good counselor, a very nice counselor. If I needed had any questions or any concerns, I would always get him a call or give him an email, and he would respond right back. I'm just happy that, you know, I'm in this program because it's helping me to build myself up, get where I need to go while I am on a low income, you know, because it's not something I would want to be on forever. But at least it helps me to, you know, go out here and look for better jobs and get my degree, what I need, you know, to move on and buy my own house. And I believe MBQ helps you buy your own house. So, and that's another great thing. I want to buy a house in Columbia. So I don't even want to move from Columbia. I love Columbia. My son don't even want to leave Columbia.